With feedback from public hearings as well, the Bipartisan Commission has 45 days to come up with new lines for the General Assembly and 60 for congressional districts. Democratic Roanoke Delegate Sam Rasul has long been a champion of redrawing the voting district lines.
Should the General Assembly choose to not approve of the lines, then the Commission will have one more opportunity to make changes. Should they fail a second time, it goes to the Virginia Supreme Court to draw the lines, and that then becomes final.
The census data also shows that Hispanic or Latino population is up 3% in Roanoke since the 2010 census.
Well, it tells me that we are changing Commonwealth in many different ways. And not only that, but we have a much higher percentage of multiracial Virginians. So we're truly becoming a melting pot in many ways.
The U.S. Census Bureau tracks Hispanic or Latino ethnicity separately from race because that population can be of any race. Elsewhere, the data shows the number of housing units in Roanoke City is up 2.7% since the 2010 census. Gene Morano, WFIR News.